In a tablet PC, we recommend that use what we call it an active digitizer instead of a touch digitizer,
right.
meaning that the pen can be hover above the digitizer and the cursor still tracks versus that the touch digitizer where it doesn't know where you are until you touch down.
Right.
Now, because of that digitizer, currently the majority technology on that is electromagnetic-based digitizers. So there are two different technologies that we are dealing with currently. One is that, like in the fine points case, a fine point digitizer, that the pen has a battery, so it actually
That's like the HP one or the
compact? Yeah, the original compact HP one, where it has a battery in the pen, it actually actively transmitting signal, and the digitizer surface is sort of antenna picking up the position of the pen. Whereas the Wacom is actually a resonator, meaning that the pen is passive, there's no battery in it. And the digitizer itself is actually transmitting a signal from the digitizer surface and kind of bounce off the pen, and they will just measure the frequency received in which grid of the point of the grid, so to determine the position.
What does that look like to your driver? I mean, does the digitizer just shove a whole lot of data to you? Do you get no
record? Yeah.
What does it look like to a driver? I've never written drivers.
Well,
like
for example, the Wacom digitizer, it is when you bring the pen into proximity, that means close to the digitizer, it's transmitting like 133 samples a second. So each sample contains informations like the X position, the Y position, all the button, the pressure, state, and things like that. So I basically get a stream of packets from the pen. And containing all that information, I just have to format it to a format that the upper layer of the operating system understands and send it off.